Hey, Merry Christmas, Sam. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great, Bill. Merry Christmas to you, too. I guess this is our real seasonal podcast.
It is slightly more than a week before Christmas.
That's right. Now, the last one we talked about, the last one was a beard. We did the Oak Aged Wee Heavy from CB Brewing Company, and I'd like to clean that up, too, because I kept calling them Custom Brew Crafters. You did call them CB, I think.
Yeah, it's because I get the emails that say CB.
CB, but it's...
But I've always known them as Custom Brew Crafters, and I've just...
Well, they changed their name not that long ago, so it's still... We're catching up to that. CB Brewing Company. So, and we're going to do another one today. It's another seasonal that we've actually been sitting out a little longer than we intended. But
And it is the season, right? It is the Christmas season, and we are going to take a nice little taste of the Christmas ale.
That's right, CB's Christmas Ale. We've had this before.
I know they've been making this for a long time.
For about as long as we've been going there, so 10 years.
10 years, right. So I know it's been 4, 5, 6 years at least since I used to have a boss from Chicago that was in town around Christmas time, and I actually gave him a growler of this for Christmas.
Was that Bernie?
It was Bernie. I gave Bernie a growler of Christmas ale, and he had to give it away at the airport because he wasn't allowed to bring it on the plane with him. But
what a sad story that is.
Yeah, I know. It was probably like 6 years ago, six, 7 years ago at least.
Well, obviously, we haven't had this in a year. So we're looking forward to cracking this one today and sampling this for the holiday season. So I guess it's time to open the growler.
Please do.
All right, here we go. Ready? There's a sound we like to hear.
That is a sound we like to hear.
Okay, thank you for bringing a towel up here.
Well, I didn't want to make a mess of the place.
Absolutely.
We might not be invited back. Straight out the side. There you go.
That's a fair head there, huh?
That's a nice sounding beer, isn't it? Oh, there we go. You know what that says?
Drink me.
It says Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, it does.
And to all a good night.
To all a good night. All right, let me lock this up here.
Well, that's a beautiful looking beer. Well, Jim, you know what I see? I see a beautiful dark beer.
Yeah.
It's a slightly reddish amber ale.
Mm-hmm. Kind of looks like tea to me.
I could see that. It actually does. It's rather low carbonated. I mean, it starts with a soft head, but it dissipates quickly.
Yeah, right. Oh, sugared the rim of the glass very well, too. You had some of that left over from another Christmas ale you got. Was that last year?
Actually, I got it 2 years ago.
You've been sitting on this... Well, you're right. It was 2 years ago. We had some of the sugar last year.
I had it in my fridge for the last 2 years, actually. It's a gingerbread sugar mixture that actually, when I... I bought this growler. It came with Christmas ale in it from a brewery down in Virginia.
Leesburg, Virginia, which I've been to since you bought that growler, too.
Yes, that was that same brewery, right. And I got the growler.
Stillwater?
Stillwater, yes. And I got the growler and the Christmas ale. And I brought it up, and I believe I drank that Christmas beer with you that year.
You did?
And that was, that was 2 years ago.
And then last year we had some of that sugar, too.
With we did have a same beer.
Ale. It was this one.
Yeah. Exactly.
So we did have this last year.
Exactly.
I think you drove down to Honeyway Falls to buy it last year. Because I hadn't been in that brewery in a couple of years.
I love the new brewery there.
So do I.
They've done a fantastic job. They always do a great job down there. Mm. You go into the place and, you know, it's a beautiful store. It's a beautiful brewery. The taps are unbelievable. It's like, if you don't like what you see over here, take a walk around the corner and try the next one.
Yeah, they've got a lot now on tap.
They probably have 18 beers, okay, 19
like
beers on tap.
Yeah, used to be they had, well, I think it wasn't
five or
many,
six,
but,
yeah.
But
and they always have that root beer.
That's really good.
Yeah. Jim? That's a good beer.
Just trying to describe, you know, the taste of this. It looks like tea. It doesn't taste like tea.
No.
It's pretty well balanced. I mean, you're not really hit with any one particular flavor.
No, it's kind of a maybe like a little ginger.
Mm-hmm. I know they put things like a nutmeg.
Yeah, like a hint of cinnamon.
Cinnamon, right?
It's got a little tinge to the tongue, almost a little citrusy. It doesn't have any overpowering taste. It's a good blend.
Yeah.
Like I said, you there's some ginger, some nutmeg, whatever, what have you. It's pumpkin pie in a glass, but it doesn't taste like it. You know what I'm saying? It's got all the spices of a pumpkin pie. And I suppose the pumpkin in this case would be hops, but it's not hoppy. Not for, you know, it's a very smooth beer, but it's not a watered-down beer. It's got a full flavor.
Very flavorful. And like you said, it's very well-balanced. Nothing really jumps right out at you. It's not like the Scotch Ale we had last podcast.
It's just
oak-aged
a heavy. Full Scotch Ale.
Yeah, that has a real... Well, they all have their own personality. They all have their own character. But that one really kind of... It hits you. You know what it is. It's got that flavor. It's got that presence. This one, it's very smooth.
It is. It's... This beer goes down easily.
Very easily.
This beer is easy to drink.
We've drank quite a bit already. It wasn't that long ago we started. So.
Exactly. This glass was full seconds ago. But I can't put it down. And it flows right through. It's a very good tasting, very smooth, easy drinking.
We had a big meal. We usually do when we get together. We're on the road today.
Yeah.
We're at Kim's house today.
We are Kim's house.
Yes.
And, you know, she set up a nice little...
Yeah, we found a quiet corner to...
Right. It's a podcast, lovely little studio for just the two of us to hang out.
We had wet burritos for dinner.
They were fantastic.
Terrific. Yeah, that was all on Kim. She did a great job cooking.
She did. It's like I took the night off.
It's nice to be treated.
It is nice to be treated and to be treated nice.
Well, bottoms up, my friend.
So this is a great beer, and, you know, it's the Christmas season, and,
it certainly
you know,
is.
I think this is as much as, you know, I know we like to go on and talk about other things, but, you know, I think
it's time to get back to Christmas shopping and
I think
celebrating.
So. And I think we, you know, just want to, you know.
We need to finish the growler, too.
We do need to finish the growler, and I think there's no greater Christmas spirit than to have a Christmas spirit.
A Christmas spirit.
And I will... you know, sign off by just letting you know. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Some more?
I think so.
This was an easy growler to polish off.
Too easy.